is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
People are talking about this Texans-Cowboys game like it actually means something. It is the most meaningless of the preseason games.
Here's what's going to happen, though, Fred. The fan base of the team who wins the game tonight is going to act like it mattered, and it's a big deal.
And then the other ones
are like, it's the fourth preseason game. Quit being stupid. Yeah. But if their team had won, they would be in the same obnoxious, you know, chest pounding. Yeah, we're badass. Told you we're the best team in Texas. It'd be that.
Penn State to honor Joe Paterno before Temple game.
This guy literally built their program into one of the most prestigious programs ever.
Well, and then he knew it happened as early as 1971 and didn't do anything.
Yeah, I feel like
1971, man.
You can't go around honoring that guy.
They just don't get it. Don't honor this guy. What are they going to do? At the end of the first quarter, let's bring out a kid who was raped. It's crazy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ Is The Real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You missed AJ going off on CM Punk. You missed Christopher Harris talking fantasy football. You missed the mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, joining our show and predicting UH would win 52-14. All that is available at podcastarena.com, and go check it out. I wanted to follow up on the Penn State thing because Francisco posted this on Facebook. Penn State alumnus here. Joe Pa did a lot for the community and helped so many young athletes. Are we going to ignore all the things he did throughout his life? He donated $10 million to the library and was a father figure to many, many athletes. Yeah, I think if you were a father figure, you might have stopped him from being raped. How many students did he graduate? Look at the graduation rate compared to all major programs.
This is the thing.
That's the problem. That attitude is the problem. Sorry, Francisco. I'm sure you're a nice guy. Sorry, go ahead.
This is the thing about things like rape and anything there's involved in something, some kind of cover-up like that. Art Briles could have been literally leading Sunday church groups on campus, like small life groups, and teaching guys about Jesus. And then all it takes is covering up one rape, and not really that good of a guy anymore. All the good stuff you do kind of gets swept under the rug a little bit.
It's fine for you to remember what he did on the positive side. It's great. Don't honor him for it, because that is going to be a slap in the face to every single kid who was raped.
Yeah.
A slap in the face. That's the problem with it. 713-780-3776. So if you're in the market for a quarterback, I'm not liking your chances right now. Would you like to know some of the names that are out there?
Well, I know Zach Mettenberger got swiped up by the Steelers.
He is off the list. Steelers have picked him up.
Damn. T.J. Yates available?
T.J. Yates is available.
Okay. The Booty Brothers available?
I think we're past them.
Drew Bledsoe available?
I think we're past him.
Who else?
Here's some names for you. Michael Vick.
Okay. Well, we put him in the Drew Bledsoe category.
Tavarius Jackson, who also got charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, so could very easily wind up being suspended.
Yeah, probably not going to be signed after that. John Football.
Yes, but we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Josh Freeman.
Okay. I mean, he might be the most, well, besides Vic, might be the most accomplished name on the list so far.
Well, now, wait a minute. T.J. Yates has a playoff win.
That's true.
I didn't know this guy was still playing. Rex Grossman.
Oh, I didn't know either. Sexy Rexy.
Yeah, he hasn't played in a game since 2011, but he's been with two teams since.
No wonder we forgot about him.
Yeah.
When you take 5 years off from playing,
well, he was on teams. He just didn't get on the field.
Okay.
Sanchez, we know about. Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn, he stole the money. I think he stole all the money that he's going to be able to steal from the NFL.
Probably so. Good old clipboard Jesus, Charlie Whitehurst.
No, no.
Austin Davis, who I know visited the Cowboys.
This is pretty slim picking.
I'm telling you, this is awful, right? Here's one of your all-time favorites, Jimmy Clausen.
Oh boy, yeah, yeah.
Remember, he was the most pro-ready quarterback at the 2010 draft.
I honestly think now. Remember, we talked the other day about whether the Texans should be open-minded about trading Tom Savage if they got the right offer. Maybe not. Maybe just hold on to all the guys. Maybe like having Brandon Whedon as your third string.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not the worst thing, yeah.
Because because if we're going over this list and Brandon Whedon's on that list.
Brandon Whedon would be like one of the top guys on the list.
He would be one of the top two. Maybe. Three at the most. I think Sanchez is your best guy of that group.
I think you're right.
And after that.
Although, who knows? If you put Mike Vick and Mark Sanchez on the field right now and said, which one of you guys is better? It's a tough call.
It is a tough call. Hell, T.J. Yates might be the most viable option on this list.
He could be. Although, isn't he coming off a serious injury?
Yeah.
I'm assuming also Geno Smith will likely be joining that list in the near future. Geno Smith do anything for you compared to those guys?
Again.
I think Geno Smith is terrible, but, I mean, that's my personal taste.
Yeah. I don't know. I think somebody will take a shot at him simply because look at that list. I don't know where I'd put him on that list, but he's not the worst guy on it.
I'll agree with that. That's about it, though.
Yeah. Let's give something away. I have something that you probably want. Well, you'll want after your fight. A Whataburger $50 prize pack. Two beef patties, bacon, grilled onions, two cheeses, mustard, and sweet and spicy pepper sauce. That's the Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger. Get to Whataburger and try it today with a $50 prize pack for free Whataburger. Better be quick about it. It's only available for a limited time. We'll do caller 15.
It's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
Louisville 7-0 lead on the Charlotte 49ers.
Yeah, whether they 40-point.
In college football news. So,
yeah, so the games are underway.
Took them a whopping just under 3 minutes to get down and score the game's first touchdown.
Yeah, I think that game's going to be pretty ugly.
Man, I'll tell you, my last cut, and I still may push a button before this show is through, before this kickoff happens. Tennessee versus Appalachian State. Tennessee minus 21. If the hype is real on Tennessee, shouldn't they blow the doors off those guys?
Well, yeah, but we talked yesterday about some of these surprisingly good Power 5 schools. Appalachian State's got a lot of guys back.
But not nearly the talent that Tennessee has.
No, but again, it's first game. Your frontline guys can score points.
Yeah.
I almost like the other side of that.
And I'll,
I'm not playing either way, but I like the other side of that.
Tomorrow, the one thing I'm sure about for tomorrow is Stanford. I think Stanford's going to wreck Kansas State. I mean, minus 15 at Stanford. I think Kansas State's okay. I mean, and they're one of those teams that they're always a tough out. But I think Stanford's just going to roll those. I don't think Kansas State's going to have anything for the speed of Stanford, even with the new quarterback. Christian McCaffrey is just too much.
Yeah, Stanford's one of those teams I got to wait and see before I bet on them. But I don't mind that.
God, I love that all these games are happening already.
Yeah, now you have plenty to choose from. We don't have to force anything on Cal Hawaii because that was it.
Tulane with a 3-0 lead on Wake Forest early.
All right.
Central Michigan up 7-0 on Presbyterian College. It took them 38 seconds to score that touchdown. Central Michigan may be on their way to a victory here. Just, I don't know for sure, but yeah.
I'll tell you what, I feel pretty good about Michigan covering on Saturday too.
Okay.
That's a lot to ask a team to go play in Australia and then come back a week later and play in the big house.
I'm curious what you liked about Indiana today.
Just computer play. It came out as they should be 10 points more than what they are. So that's an automatic play for me.
I hated Indiana last year, and the only good thing I could say about Indiana last year was, well, they've got Nate Sudfeld, and now they don't have him. That's a tough call for me. I think Indiana may be in for like a disastrously bad season.
Yeah, I think they're playing a bad team.
Oh, that's true too.
Yeah, 40 points is a Michigan spread. I think they cover that. What's weird? The spread's 40. The over-under is only 54. Got to feel like I'd play the over there, right?
I would say so.
Yeah, they very easily could shut them out, but.
Yeah, but we've also seen, speaking of Appalachian State, we've seen Michigan lose games as big favorites early in the season.
I'm sorry, I was distracted.
Yeah, we've seen Michigan lose big game or like big spread games early in the season. They had no business losing.
Well, they're not going to lose this one. That was pre-Harbaugh.
That's true. All right, guys. Football season's going on now. I don't know what you're sitting on in your living room, but if you're not sitting on the finest in home theater seatings, you really need to look into the home theater seating sale going on now at townandcountryleather.com. Town and Country Leather's home theater seating sale going on now. Buy three power reclining theater seats for just $29.99. Get the fourth one free. That's $1,000 in saving. A four-seat row in your choice of 10 colors for just $29.99. They can set it up in the horseshoe, however you want your setup. They can hook you up at Town and Country Leather. It's just in time for football season. It's the way you need to be watching football this season. The Town and Country Leather home theater seating sale going on now. You can visit Town and Country Leather at their Post Oak and San Felipe location, or you can check out what they've got going on online, townandcountryleather.com. That's the Post Oak at San Felipe location or townandcountryleather.com. The Town and Country Leather home theater seating sale going on now.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. JSS, I hate drafting in standard leagues, but who would your top four be in a non-PPR? Keep up the good work, by the way. Thank you for that. Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Todd Gurley. I still have Peterson four. Nobody's going to fault you if you take Odell Beckham or David Johnson there, but that would be my four.
I think I go Brown, Julio, Gurley, Beckham, Johnson, Peterson.
Okay. That's how most people have him ranked. I still think Peterson's going to have a good year. It, if it's a non-keeper, definitely. I mean, for one season. If it's a keeper league, that's a totally different approach.
And as much as I like David Johnson, I could easily see him losing his job and just maybe not even losing his job, but like getting into a timeshare situation with Chris Johnson, who ran really well last year. And quite honestly, he's a lot more accomplished player. So
plus, the hype train on him has gotten to be so big.
Yeah.
And they're going to be good. You know that. But
that's also a team that they love throwing the ball. And they're going to throw the ball a lot. They got a lot of money invested in wide receiver. They got a lot of money invested in that quarterback. And they are one of the teams that is best in the league at throwing the ball down the field. I mean, maybe you'll get some
they use the run to set that up, though. They run the ball an awful lot, too, I mean, because they have the ball
so
much.
But setting up for deep passes, who's scoring those points?
Yeah, although I think especially when he's got a running back, Arians, his guys have always put up numbers.
Yeah.
Which colleges, in your experience, have the best-looking girls from Will?
Ole Miss is very strong.
I'm a fan of both the Arizona schools.
Yeah, Arizona State. There were some really hot chicks at Texas.
LSU has some hot
LSU's
chicks.
LSU's good. When I was in high school, literally every dumb hot girl at my school went to Texas Tech. Like, you know, the middle of the road looking really smart girls, they were all spread out between A&M or Texas or wherever. The dumb smart girls or the dumb pretty girls, all Texas Tech. Texas Tech gets all the dumb pretty girls.
It's underrated in terms of just eye candy.
Which I feel we discussed one time at the bowl game. And
we did.
Remember a Texas Tech girl tried to fight me. An ugly Texas Tech girl, of all things, tried to fight me for saying that Texas Tech girls were usually hot, dumb girls. And an ugly, dumb girl from Texas Tech tried to fight me.
I think that's what the frustrating thing for her was, is she was neither pretty nor smart.
Like, you should have just thrown your hair back and walked away and felt good about yourself. Instead, you opened your mouth and then...
And then got mad at her boyfriend because he wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
Her boyfriend to beat me up, which would have been a pretty tall task for this fellow, I've got to say. And not to toot my own horn, it would have been a tall task for him to beat up anyone within earshot. But that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, I think that guy would have struggled with me, to be honest with you. Yeah. So that was fun. That was a very weird show, though, because we're right in the middle of all these fans walking into the game. And as soon as AJ says that, they're all just sort of standing around staring at us. And, I also UCLA, very high marks. It's kind of anything in the South is going to be pretty good for the most part, except for Rice. They're smart. They're not supposed to be pretty. They focus on not being pretty.
You can almost follow from Miami and then start following the Southern coast, skip over Alabama.
Yeah, just fly right over Alabama.
Keep following that southern coast and go all the way up until you get about, I don't know, it's tough. Once you get in Northern California and, like, the Pacific Northwest, a lot of those chicks have armpit hair and stuff like that.
Right, so mustaches.
That can be awkward. But my wife is from Oregon, and she doesn't have armpit hair
or a mustache.
Yeah. So you can find quality there.
There are some cute ones, say, at Washington, and it's just not going to compare with UCLA.
Well, and there's not going to be the quantity of them.
Right.
You know, the quantity of hot chicks at UCLA and Arizona State and USC is absurd. Ole Miss, I still think, the best. I'll put them up against anybody. But you do have to jump over Alabama when you play that game.
Yeah.
Because if you try to take home an Alabama girl...
As long as they don't smile, they're okay. But that's neither here nor there. 713 said it never listened.
Why would I hook up with you? You ain't in my family.
You got all your teeth. That's a problem.
I know my brother 25 years. I'd much rather be with him.
He kisses good.
Yeah. He taught me. He taught me everything.
713 said, I never listened to the show, heard that Tech bowl game discussion on my way back from the airport, and immediately started listening the next week. Says, I believe you were ripping Biggins from Wisconsin, too.
I was.
Yeah, well, that's...
But that's... We were just breaking down who had hotter chicks.
Right. Well, and it wasn't Wisconsin they were playing, right? Was it Minnesota?
Minnesota, I believe.
Or Northwestern. It might have been Northwestern. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But either way, it was a Big Ten school with not very good-looking girls. But that's all right. They have other positives. Not quite sure what they are, but they have other positives. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Someone else says, I'm so creeped out right now, haha. Hey, nobody's saying – nobody just asked us a question. We were just responding, honestly. It's not like I pretend to be anything to look at myself. That's why I do radio.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate art. And that's what it is, right? A beautiful person is a work of art.
That's right.
It's just God doing his best. That's something to be appreciated and honored, in fact.
Lamont talking about Lubbock being dry. Just because you can't buy booze in a certain spot doesn't mean you can't get booze into a certain spot.
Yeah. All right. Monica, the promo girl, asking, so you're saying pretty girls can't be smart? Did we say that?
No. Pretty smart girls don't go to Texas Tech is all.
Yeah. Right.
Pretty smart girls go to various other schools.
Yeah. Texas,
for the most
A&M.
Part. I'm sure there's an occasional pretty smart girl that goes to Texas Tech because she like wanted to stay home close to her family or something. Or her boyfriend's on the football team and she wanted to go to the same school he was going to. But, I mean, let's face it. The girls with like how many high school class valedictorians do you think were showing up at Texas Tech and hot? Not many. It's not a knock on Texas Tech either.
No, that's a positive.
Because I'll take those Texas Tech chicks over the smart, not as pretty girls at Rice.
Yes.
Especially in college. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
In college, I wouldn't have judged a girl on how smart she was. No way.
Yeah, it was Minnesota, somebody pointed out. And the Tech girls did kill the Minnesota girls. It wasn't close.
Yeah.
And then the Minnesota girls, they apparently got mad, and somebody had to go find the only cute girls from Minnesota that were there and make them come over so they could prove that they had cute girls. And in all honesty, they weren't that cute. Oh, well. I don't know how we got on that. It's college football.
All it takes is one Aggie tweeting out, basically misquoting me. Thanks a lot, Tyler. You misquote me about comparing. He said just compared A&M fans being able to have Johnny's back to Penn State being able to have Paterno's.
Yeah.
Now I've got 100 Aggies tweeting at me. Never what I said. But never mind that. That's what I hate
about Twitter. Somebody can they hear something, you barely hear it in the car, and think you say something, tweet it out, and now everybody thinks you said it.
Yeah.
It's a fact. Yep. Okay. Let's just go on record as saying AJ compared A&M to Penn State.
I guess that's official now.
Yeah, it's official. thanks to our guy on Twitter. Somebody said Texas State is way up there for...
Oh, no doubt. That Texas State has taken a lot of the pretty dumb girl population. They've stolen a lot of that from Texas Tech.
That was our go-to place in college. We'd go up there every weekend
strong.
To try to meet girls.
Strong.
And there were a lot of them. And somehow they were impressed by UH guys. That ought to tell you something.
You go to the big college. You must be real smart.
There weren't too many places we could go where people were actually impressed that that's where we were from. But Texas State was one of them. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN
97.5. Texas A&M UCLA College Football 2:30 Saturday on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we are back on the Blitz here at Nick's Place. 27-13 Rocky Ridge. Come on out. We have a nice view of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 TVs. College football on them. That doesn't suck.
Strong.
Yeah. So I got a text from a friend of mine who went to Tech, who happens to be hot. She also happens to be really smart.
They come across once in a lifetime.
That's the one.
I told you, there's the occasional one.
Hey, University of Houston had a Heisman Trophy winner once.
Yeah.
Rarities do happen. Oh, well. So if you're looking for something to do, looking for a place to come watch college football, this is it, man. This is Nick's Place. And good crowd out here tonight. Appreciate everybody coming out. But there's lots of good places. They've got two sides of the bar. They got the European side over there.
I don't like that side. I don't trust it.
I tend to avoid the European side because
I'm not European.
There's soccer. But every now and then when there was a big hockey game, they would have it on the European side, so I had to go over there to watch it.
Sometimes I go to the European side's bathroom because there will be a line on the
much nicer bathroom
on the American
there.
Side bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Which is kind of weird because European bathrooms on the scale versus American bathrooms not as good generally, but that one's much better. But otherwise, yeah, we stay over here on the American side where there's two big walls of TVs. So a lot of places where you could sit and watch the games. And if you're watching, if you've got three bets going like some of us do tonight, it's a great place because you can sit there and watch all three games. And Nick's usually here. Always fun. He's not today. It's all right. Oh, he's on his way? Okay. We'll see if he makes it by the end of the show since we have a whopping 26 minutes left. But that's his brother Rich, who also is always here. I mean, he works his butt off. I love these guys, man. It's been too long since I've been here. I'm gonna make it a point to get here
more often.
Yeah, once every couple of weeks, and just take getting me over here so that I don't have to drive.
Good call.
Even when I lived across the street, there were times I could not drive home, and where they had to drive me home. So
that happens.
Yeah.
You should have just walked home.
Well, I did that a lot, but you try being totally staggering and trying to walk across Westheimer at midnight.
I do it at the Las Vegas Strip all the time.
Well, yeah, but there's not cars running us over there. It's just other drunk people.
You never know.
Well, it is possible. But
there's cars. We just always assume they're going to stop.
Or we're too drunk to notice they're there.
On Westheimer, you know they're not going to stop.
Yeah. That, in fact, if they see you, their goal is to hit you. That for them, it's a badge of honor if you can hit a pedestrian on Westheimer. So there's some crazy people out there. All right. Well, since we're underway here, I went to with college football. It's something I wanted to get to. Fox did their top five Heisman candidates, and there's a name that's not on this list that I'm a little surprised. I think you can probably guess one and two.
Deshaun Watson, Christian McCaffrey.
Leonard Fournette is two.
Oh, okay.
McCaffrey's three. Number four, Dalvin Cook.
Okay.
Number five,
Baker Mayfield.
No, that's the name that's missing that surprises me.
Who else might be on that list? Chad Kelly?
Not him.
Nick Chubb?
Nope. When you hear it, you'll go, okay, that makes sense, but I would have had all these guys on the list before him.
All right, give it to me.
JT Barrett.
Oh, yeah, I do like JT Barrett, man.
I do, too, and they're going to win a lot of games.
And now he won't have someone in his way. I mean, no offense to Cardale Jones, who I don't even know where he is right now.
Buffalo. He's part of your Bills.
I forgot about that.
Because it's still a story, apparently, that the Bills have three African-American quarterbacks. They had to make a big deal out of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Black QB lives matter, Fred.
I came across that story. We're still doing this. But I think Baker Mayfield should be on that list.
I would think so, too.
And I think Dalvin Cook's interesting. I just think there's too many running backs who are going to have better years. And I think you mentioned one. I think Nick Chubb could easily have a monster year.
But Nick Chubb might lose two or three games, and if that happens.
Or a knee.
Right.
Which is always possible.
And that's why Leonard Fournette, as good as I think he is, if LSU loses two or three games, it's unlikely.
If LSU loses two or three games, he's going to have a – he's going to have the best rushing season. And if he does that, if he breaks the rushing record – and scores a whole bunch of touchdowns,
yeah,
then, yeah, he could win it. But it's going to be hard because one of these quarterbacks is going to be on a team with one loss that's undefeated and put up enough numbers, whether it's Baker Mayfield or whether it's Deshaun Watson. I think that's definitely what's that would definitely be the winner if you wound up getting a player like that.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll just throw a little Heisman at you here on the – actual Red asking for picks. We did them at 5:15 on podcastarena.com. So I will not be tweeting them out. They are on the podcast, so go check them out. I know you guys can't listen the whole time. That's why we have the podcast.
I almost always tweet my picks out until I have a losing week, and then people start trolling me on Twitter, even though I could win 4 weeks in a row. And then week five, take a step back, and people start trolling me, and then inevitably I have to cut off giving out my picks.
Yeah, I usually don't put them on Twitter. I do every now and then. But I like people to listen to the show. Eventually, I'll probably put them on my website. I haven't really decided yet how I'm going to handle that because I don't want to get into. I'm not a tout, man. I'm not going to sit here and I don't want to play every week. I don't want to get picks every week. And I'm happy to tell you what I'm playing when I'm playing it. But it's also one of those things where I just don't want to get overwhelmed with what are your picks for the week.
Yeah.
And, you know, because there's going to be times where I'm not going to play games. And some of them, like tonight, I got three, but they're small bets. They're not even, you know, they're not what I bet last week on Cal Hawaii. That's
right.
For sure. That was a damn near max play. But these are just more to have a rooting interest and watch the games and maybe build a little bankroll. And I'm probably not going to play as much early because I don't have the bankroll that I usually have from Canadian football. Because until I've hit three in a row now, but until then I was right at 50%, which is just unusually bad for me. And so now I've got a little money going, but it's not. None of them have been huge,
yeah.
And even a couple of my big plays didn't come through, which never happens. So yeah, I'm not not perfect, my friends. I do miss a lot. We all do. Just we're not afraid to tell you when we do. You're not afraid to tell us when we do.
No, of course.
That's always the best part. Is it doesn't matter how right you are for how long. You start going cold, and
the people turn on you.
And it's funny because when I lose, I know it. That money goes out of my account.
Yeah.
I feel worse than you do, and you can't make me feel any worse about it.
Yeah, and then the dudes will be like, I lost $40 following your picks tonight, and that makes me want to stab people. It makes me want to stab everybody on my entire Twitter timeline. Everybody.
I would.
Everybody in my mentions is getting stabbed because one dude lost $40.
And it makes me want to say, God, I wish I'd only lost $40. So, yeah, but it's one of those things. We're gonna go through stretches where we're putting them out there, and then there's stretches where we won't. We'll give you some opinions. That's never a problem. And if you're leaning a certain way on something, you're always happy to say, well, I don't mind that, or that's not the direction I would go.
Yeah,
but that's no different than what we do. I ask AJ things. That's why we have RJ on. I love listening to RJ break down the NFL because when he's done, I'm either convinced I'm right about something or completely confused. And if I'm completely confused, I'll just pass.
Yeah.
And that's one thing we talk about in that great audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitzstyle. One of the things that RJ's always said, that one of the best tools you have is the ability to pass and not play a game. Because you get to choose what you want to play. That's your advantage. So that a lot of times, that's what we do. All right. We're going to take a break. Wow, look how excited the Texans look for their final preseason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play a game called How Many Guys That Play Tonight Will You Be Able to Recognize With Their Helmet Off?
How about a better game? How many guys that play tonight will be put on season-ending IR to be stashed for next year?
At least a couple.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. One segment to go. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
What up, son? Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's our last segment already. Jeez, these things have been flying by lately. Friday is ladies' night at the ballpark with a special happy hour from 6 until 8 and a post-game fireworks show. Constellation Field is the perfect place to kickstart your weekend. The Blitz will broadcast live beginning at 4, and the Skeeters take the field against the Lancaster Barnstormers at 7:05. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com for all the details. And the HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas coming up at 7 o'clock. So you can check them out. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Well, we can start with something you sent me, and I had to actually I had to do some research on this guy. I'm unfamiliar with him. But
actually, I just thought it was Game of Thrones news, and that's always a good thing. But yeah, I had to do it too. I didn't realize he won an Academy Award.
And he's a Harry Potter guy. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
Okay. Jim Broadbent has been cast by Game of Thrones for a mystery season 7 role. I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
But HBO declined to reveal any character details except to tell Entertainment Weekly that it will be significant. The network was equally cagey about Ian McShane's brief but pivotal part in season 6, which turned out to be vital in reintroducing the Hound, who everyone thought was dead up until then. Season 7 is going to have a later premiere date than it usually does, which is usually April, since the show's starting production later in the year to take advantage of the chilly weather they need to portray the winter that's finally in Westeros. The winter that's been coming forever, finally coming. And HBO obviously nominated for 23 Emmy Awards for that show.
Including Kit Harington,
yep.
Who's doing car commercials now. He's taken off.
That's obnoxious, by the way.
It is obnoxious. I get excited for this guy, except I got so excited for Ian McShane, and it was one episode. We got him for one episode. That was it.
Let's go to... Oh, this was an interesting one. They're doing a mini-series on the Branch Davidians.
That'll be interesting.
The Waco, Texas thing. And Taylor Kitsch has been tabbed to play David Koresh.
I could see that, actually.
Maybe so. I mean, here's a side-by-side of them. What do you think of that picture?
Yeah, I could see that.
Could work out. He's going to have to ugly himself up a little bit. But
that's acting.
Yeah. Friday Night Lights grad Taylor Kitsch will star as David Koresh, while Michael Shannon from Boardwalk Empire is set as lead FBI negotiator Gary Noesner. Ludacris is being eyed to portray a Branch Davidian member himself. So the brothers John Eric Dowdle and Drew Dowdle, who made No Escape, will pen the series. The project is based on two biographies, A Place Called Waco by a Branch Davidian, who was one of the 9 survivors, and Stalling for Time, My Life as an FBI Hostage Negotiator, penned by FBI Special Agent in Charge of Negotiations, Noesner, who's portrayed in the show. No idea when it's going to be out yet, but they're looking to make it perhaps something like The People vs. O.J. Simpson, something like that. So it could be
I'd be very interested in that.
I would be too.
I had a friend who was a defense lawyer who was involved with one of those guys who represented one of them. So, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Jon Favreau and Robert Downey Jr. confirmed to be in the new Spider-Man series of movies that are going to come out, playing Iron Man and Happy. From the Iron Man movies, Jon Favreau, of course, was Tony's personal driver / security guard.
Right.
But it's currently shooting in Atlanta with Tom Holland, starting as Peter Parker and John Watts directing. Other actors on the cast over the last several weeks, just adding these, are Logan Marshall Green, Donald Glover, Zendaya, and Tony Revolori. So...
I've never heard of any of them.
Yeah, well, I know that Zendaya. You've heard of? Oh, it's not It's not Danny Glover. It's Donald Glover. It's Danny Glover's little brother.
Too old for this. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, Stranger Things. We talked about that. Apparently, they are on for season 2. And Sean Levy said, "Actors that you've definitely heard of have raised their hand with real interest to be a part of season 2." So the renewal was widely expected. It is now official, and they plan on adding a couple of big stars. Winona Ryder, easily the biggest star in season 1, but it looks like they're going to add a few in, and so that should make it. I don't know if it'll make it more interesting, because part of the cool thing about it was there was a bunch of people that you didn't really know.
Yeah,
but it's not like the acting was great. It's kid acting. It's actually pretty terrible, but the story was so cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna binge it Sunday, actually, because on all you guys' recommendations. So,
and there you go. That's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Awesome. Just talking with the guy who's going to direct my film today. So we're working on the timeline now, and just got to sign some papers. We're ready to go.
And I guess in other Hoffman on Hollywood related news, and Netflix-related news. Narcos Season 2, available at... If it's available at midnight, it's probably available 11 o'clock our time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So after you're done watching some crappy West Coast college football game, when you're done with Oregon State, Minnesota, start binging on Narcos Season 2.
I did not watch Season 1, and everybody swears
so
by
good.
It.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So good. The only thing I don't like is there's a lot of subtitling, which is frustrating for me because I like to do multiple things at once. And if you got to read subtitles, it makes that difficult.
Yeah, I like subtitles when it's hot Russian chicks. That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Good stuff. I would say Robert Downey Jr. would be the only reason I would watch the new Spider-Man. What is this? The third reboot in like a 10-year period?
Something like that. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's been 15, but it hadn't been long.
No, and it's and I liked the last two more than I thought I would. I thought they were pretty good, even though pretty much the same story.
Yeah.
But I don't need to see it again. But I will watch anything where he's playing Tony Stark. Because even the bad Iron Man movies are good.
That's the best, yeah.
Yeah, he's just that. I think, well, he's probably the best actor out of all the guys that play these things. And yeah.
That's hard to argue.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. I saw Tropic Thunder again the other night.
The last Spider-Man movie. The last Spider-Man movie was 2014.
Oh, jeez. And when was the one with Tobey Maguire?
What was the last one with Tobey Maguire?
Was that like 2003?
That was early
2000s,
I think.
Well, when did the third one come out? That's what I want to know.
I'll look
see
that
how
up
close
for you.
I am on this. Okay. You do that.
Spider-Man 3, 2007.
Ooh. 10 years. Three different versions in 10 years. That's what we're getting. I think that's a bit much.
This one's not going to be an origin story, so hopefully they'll pick it up right after Captain America.
Well, God, I hope not. We've seen every origin story you could possibly see when it comes to Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2 and 3 were also the origin story, which was very interesting.
He got bitten by a radioactive spider. His uncle died. We know it. Spoiler alert.
Got it.
He lives with his aunt. All right, that's going to wrap it up.
His aunt keeps getting younger, too.
Yeah.
Aunt May.
Sally Field was probably the best aunt, though.
Yeah, but I like that they're making Aunt May younger and hotter.
Well, when they get the one that is in my range, I'll be into it.
She is in your range.
Who?
Marissa
Tomei.
No.
60s.
No.
Oh, Marissa Tomei?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in. She is exactly my age. We have the same birthday.
Yeah, she's too old for me, but...
Oh, no.
For you, that works.
Dude, I love her. She still looks good.
Yeah, probably. You take her bra off, and I bet those things hang down to her knees. And
that's all right. I'll catch them.
Train wreck underneath all those clothes.
All right, thanks everybody for coming out to Nick's Place. We'll see you tomorrow. Constellation Field, Sugarland. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.